This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. External Affairs Ministry spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal has said that India and the US are committed to negotiating a bilateral trade agreement with the US. Briefing reporters in New Delhi, Mr. Jaiswal said the two sides have held multiple rounds of negotiation to arrive at a balanced and mutually beneficial trade agreement. He said India remains interested in a mutually beneficial trade deal between two complementary economies and looks forward to concluding it. Mr. Jaiswal said Prime Minister Narendra Modi and President Trump have also spoken on the phone on 8 occasions during 2025, covering different aspects of the wide-ranging partnership. Union Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwani Vaishnav today highlighted that Prasar Bharati's Waves platform has received widespread global appreciation and has facilitated international business worth 5,000 crore rupees. Mr. Vaishnav said this during the launch of a new platform, Creators Corner, on DD News to empower content creators. He said the new initiative of Prasar Bharati aims to showcase and promote creative content. The minister said that the government has set a target to connect 1 crore youth to the creators' economy. Home and Corporation Minister Amit Shah today virtually launched the National ID Data Management System, NIDMS, marking a significant step towards strengthening the country's counter-ID and internal security architecture. Speaking on the occasion, Mr. Shah said that the inter-agency coordination will also be much better with the launch of the new system. Mr. Shah underlined that in the coming times, the NIDMS will serve as a new protective shield by providing data for analysis during investigations of terrorist incidents across the country.
National Security Guard possesses a database of bomb explosion, which contains all bomb-related data since 1999. Now police forces across the entire country will be able to access the qualitative analysis of patterns, modus operandi, and explosive used in the coming days through this data.
Defence Minister Rajnath Singh today said that defence sector is moving towards becoming self-reliant in the field of defence production. The minister inaugurated EV vehicle factory in Sarojini Nagar area of his constituency Lucknow in Uttar Pradesh. Speaking on the occasion, the defence minister said the government has simplified many rules and taken necessary steps which have increased the faith of investors and the business. He said the defence production, which was earlier 46,000 crore rupees annually, has now increased to 1.5 lakh crore rupees. The defence minister said the exports in the defence sector have also increased manifold. Earlier it was 1,000 crore rupees annually, which is now around 25,000 crore rupees. In a fresh setback to Rashtriya Janata Dal RJD, President Lalu Prasad Yadav and his family members, a Delhi court today framed charges against the accused in the alleged railways land for jobs corruption case been probed by the Central Bureau of Investigation. The Rouse Avenue Court passed the order holding that prima facie case of corruption, cheating and criminal conspiracy is made out against Lalu Prasad Yadav, his wife Rabri Devi, sons Tejaswi Yadav and Tej Pratap Yadav, daughters Misa Bharti and Hema Yadav, and several other accused. In Jammu and Kashmir, security forces today launched a search operation in Samba district following suspicious movement. Akashvani Jammu correspondent reports that the search operation was launched after locals reported a suspicious-looking individual with a weapon in the Katli area. Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal today held higher-level talks with European Union EU Trade and Economic Security Commissioner Marcos Sefcovic in Brussels. In a social media post, Mr. Goyal said the discussions were held as part of ongoing efforts to finalise a mutually beneficial free trade agreement between India and EU. India is expected to grow by 7.2% in the current financial year, driven by consumption and public investment, the United Nations Department of Economic and Social Affairs said in a report. The World Economic Situation and Prospects 2026 report also predicts that India will grow at 6.6% in the 2026-27 financial year and 6.8% in the 2027-28 financial year. Benchmark domestic equity indices, the Sensex and the Nifty, ended over 0.7% down today, extending the losing streak to a fifth straight session. Both indices opened with mild losses and continued to trade on a bearish note throughout the trading session. The Sensex shed 605 points to close at 83,576, while the Nifty dropped 194 points to settle at 25,683. And that is the end of this news bulletin.